Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of English with Kirsty. I hope you're all well. As you can perhaps hear from my voice, I have had a sore throat, but I hope that you can still understand me and that it's not going to be a problem for today. So today we've got a different topic. We're talking about saying no to people. But before I get on to that, just a reminder that the prize draw is still open. So if you go to any of the show notes pages for the last few episodes, but the show notes page for this one is episode 23, so www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode23. If you go there, then you can see all the vocabulary that I'm going to talk about today in terms of saying no, but you can also enter the prize draw. So if you haven't done that already, I would encourage you to do that this week. Okay, so saying no. This time of year can be really busy for some people. For some people, it's not at all busy because they're getting ready for Christmas and everything's winding down a bit. But for some people, it can be a really crazy time because there are lots of things to do before the end of the year. And sometimes it's important to say no to people. And some people find that harder than others, whether it's in another language or not. Some people find it much harder to say no. I'm not somebody like that. If I mean no, then I tend to say no and be okay with that. But I do know that I have some friends who really don't like saying no to people, even when what the other person's asking is unreasonable or even when they really don't have time. So it can be hard to do that in your native language, but then it can be even harder if you're using another language. So I want to look at some of the ways that you can say no and for it still to be positive, so the other person doesn't feel that you're just saying no, can't help you, won't help you, that kind of thing. So sometimes you can just say no, thank you. You don't need any kind of reason for it. You just say no, thank you. If somebody wants to sell you something that you don't want, is a classic example because people often try to do that. So you can just say no, thank you, be polite, but you don't need to give a reason. But other times it's more complicated than that, in maybe colleagues or friends or other people, but still it's good to say no because if we want to, rather than saying yes and wishing we hadn't, because it sets boundaries, people know where we stand. It manages people's expectations. If you tell somebody that you don't have time to help them with something, then they can go and find somebody else rather than thinking that you're going to help them and finding that you aren't and then being in a worse position. It's if you don't want to do something or can't do something, it's better to be clear because then the person won't keep asking you. If you say, oh, I'll tell you later or I'll get back to you, they're going to keep coming back to you. So it's better to be straight with people. And also you don't want to let someone down. So if you know that you're not going to be able to go to something or do something, it's better to manage their expectations at the beginning. And it's also better because you don't feel obliged to do something because you didn't give the other person time to find someone else. So often it's good if you're talking about colleagues or people that you have an ongoing relationship with, it's good to say no because that helps you to go through with it because you know in your head why you can't do something. And also they have a chance to understand, okay, she's not just being difficult, there's a reason why she can't do something. So I won't be able to do that today because I have an important deadline to meet or because I have to leave the office and go to a meeting. Or I can't help you because this department doesn't deal with that. If you give a reason that they can understand, then they are more likely to say, okay, well, that's fine, I'll go and ask someone else then. That's not possible because, so if you can't do something, if something won't work, if you give a reason, then people are more likely to say, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. So that's no because, and there's also no but. So if you can't do exactly what somebody wants, but you could offer something else, so you could negotiate something that would be acceptable for both of you. So no, I'm not free on Wednesday afternoon. I can't meet with you then, but we could do it on Thursday morning. So offer a different time if that's appropriate. Or perhaps you can't meet with somebody or go to a meeting, but you could, a member of your team could go instead. So they don't get you, but they still get a representative from the team and someone that can help them and take forward whatever they're working on. I don't have what you're looking for, but you can try asking. So you haven't got the information, or you can't help them, but you're giving them an alternative, what they can do instead of just saying, no, sorry, I can't help you. You're telling them what they could do to get what they need. Or, we don't sell that anymore, we've run out of those, but you may be interested in. So if you're in a shop type situation, you could, and you don't have exactly what the customer's looking for, you could offer them an alternative that may interest them. You could also manage expectations by being clear, saying, I know that I'm not going to be able to do that now before Christmas, but if you want to talk about it in January, that's fine. We can book something in. So even if it's not immediately, it's saying, I can't help you now, but I will be able to help you in the future. Or if it's in like your team setting, we don't have the budget for that, but we could. So maybe a cheaper alternative that would maybe not be quite as good as what they're suggesting, but if you don't have the money for it, you need to look at the money that you do have, and you could offer something that would be a compromise. And also, it's good to bear in mind that there are cultural differences. So, and I'm always a bit careful about this, because I think there are always exceptions within the cultures too. I'm not typically British, because I'm a bit more direct than a lot of British people. If I mean no, I'm probably going to say no. But generally, English people can be a bit less direct. And there are some phrases here such as, I'm not sure about that. And that could mean that the person isn't sure, but it could also mean no. I don't think so. That could mean they don't think so. It could also mean no. I'll let you know later. Could mean they'll let you know later, but it could also mean no. I'll be in touch. Could mean that they really will be in touch, but it could also mean no. I'll say that I'll be in touch, but I won't. So these things could all mean no. So it's important to have an understanding of this, because you may think somebody's going to get back in touch with you, or they're thinking about something, whereas really they're saying no. So if you're not sure, then sometimes it's good just to clarify that and to check. And another way of saying no, so you've had no because, no but, you could also ask a question like, no, I can't do that, but why do you want to do that? Or what do you need it for? Because you may think somebody has an idea that won't work, but if you understand what they really want, what they're asking for may not be what they really want. So if you think somebody isn't really making sense, then find out what it is that they're after, what the thinking is behind it. And there are some people who just won't take no for an answer. That's something we say in English, won't take no for an answer. It means that you say no, but they still don't listen and they keep on and on. So if you're going to say no and they're not listening to you, the answer no, you need to be a bit firmer about it. You know, as I've just explained to you, we don't need whatever, or I understand that, but I'm not going to change my mind, or whatever you need to say. But sometimes you do need to be a bit firmer, like I need to go now. You know, I've explained that we're not going to do that, or I'm not interested in that, or I've told you that I can't help you and I hope you find someone who can. That's a bit harsh, but you know, sometimes you do need just to be a bit more direct about it. No means no. And the final thing I wrote down here is that sometimes people can be a bit. I remember in one of my old jobs, there was this one particular person who was a complete nightmare. And even if you did say no and you were polite, then they would still, later down the line, say that you said yes and then everything was your fault. So sometimes it's just easier to deal with really difficult people in writing, because then you have a record of what you said to them and nobody can argue with that if it's sent by email. So that's only in extreme cases, but I did remember this particular individual when I was writing the notes about saying no, so I thought I'd include that as well. Sometimes it's really good just to have it in writing. So I hope those things have helped. Some people you do need to be a bit firmer with and a bit more direct, but a lot of the time there are really nice ways of saying no, so you are getting what you want but also making the other person feel good about the situation. So you haven't just said no to them, you've said no but, no because, and offered them some alternatives. So I hope that vocabulary was helpful, and I don't forget about the prize draw. www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode23. And also, if you just want to send me an email to let me know what you think, what you're doing, what you're learning in English, what your difficulties with English are, so that I can perhaps do a podcast episode about them, you can also email me at Kirsty, K-I-R-S-T-Y, at englishwithkirsty.com. And remember, it's not Christy, because if you write Christy, it won't get to me. K-I-R-S-T-Y. Okay, so I will see you again next week. Have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.